Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel today. Expect clear skies in Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Those in Haifa can enjoy a mild start to the day, while Eilat will see warm temperatures as the day progresses. A perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a Lebanese newspaper editor has criticized Hezbollah and Iran, questioning their claims of victory. This comes from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also, in a video address, Prime Minister Netanyahu highlighted Israel's unity and strength. This message was reported earlier this hour by JNS. Also this hour, despite a previous denial, the IDF confirmed that Hezbollah fired rockets at its forces. Israel Hayom reported this earlier today. Separately, Tel Aviv is celebrating Israel's 78th Independence Day, according to I-24 News, from earlier this hour. And finally, Axios reported earlier that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could influence peace talks with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. AI Jack's Arsen Ostrovsky, writing in The Spectator, draws a connection between the recent rise in anti-Semitic attacks in Britain and current events, posting earlier today. Ambassador Huckabee is set to join the U.S. team in upcoming Israel-Lebanon talks, according to a report shared by Arsen Ostrovsky earlier today. And Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today reflecting on Israel's resilience and ability to thrive despite past predictions of collapse. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Lebanese newspaper editor's criticism, the Jerusalem Post highlights the editor's challenge to Hezbollah's narrative, questioning their strategic gains. This criticism reflects growing dissatisfaction within Lebanon about Hezbollah's regional actions. It could increase pressure on Hezbollah's leadership domestically and internationally. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's address, JNS reports that the Prime Minister focused on the resilience and solidarity of the Israeli people in his Yom Ha'atzmaut message. This comes at a time when unity is critical amid regional tensions. The message aims to bolster national morale and international support. Meanwhile, the IDF confirmed that Hezbollah launched rockets despite earlier denials. Israel Hayom states that the Air Force responded by targeting the launch sites. This escalation comes as tensions remain high between Israel and its northern neighbor. It underlines the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. Tel Aviv's celebrations for Independence Day continue as planned. According to I-24 News, events are taking place amid tight security to ensure public safety. The festivities mark a moment of national pride, even as security challenges persist. Lastly, the ceasefire announced by Trump aims to temporarily halt hostilities. Axios suggests this could be a strategic move to facilitate broader peace negotiations with Iran. The political implications for Netanyahu are significant as he navigates complex regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that flag sales in Israel have surged, with a notable increase in demand for U.S. flags. This trend coincides with Independence Day celebrations, reflecting a strong sense of national pride. Separately, Zim Integrated Shipping Services faces operational disruptions due to a strike. CTech notes this comes amidst tensions over labor terms and a potential $4.2 billion sale. The outcome could impact major stakeholders in the maritime sector. And finally, Globes reports a significant shift in the currency market. The shekel has strengthened against the US dollar, dipping below the NIS $3 mark for the first time since 1995. This trend reflects growing confidence in the Israeli economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.